It's the first day in 2022, and I want you to challenge yourself to grow, even when it gets hard. Hi. Okay, I'm actually recording this from my laptop, so I really do not know how this is going to be like. Anyway, how are you? You're welcome to 2022. I'm so happy that I'm finally recording an episode after 30 years. Because I was supposed to record an episode since like last year, but then I feel like, oh no, I don't have the energy to, or I'm not motivated enough. But then I realized that, or my friend made me realize that using motivation as a reason to do things isn't like good enough. I mean, it doesn't make you a disciplined person. And that's what I'm trying to learn this year, how to be disciplined. Anyway, you're welcome to 2022. God, we actually made it through 2020 Corona year, 2021 post Corona year. Actually, every year is like, it feels like Corona year actually. But then I have a really good feeling about 2022, despite all that has happened. It has been, the past year has been like a really difficult year for me as a person. I know what I have been through. See, I don't see Shiggy last year, God. But I'm grateful all the same for my friends. I'm grateful for a community of people. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for being able to still open my heart to learn. Like, I had to start learning design at some point. So, and I still am learning it, and I'm like completely in love with design. God, see, this 2022, I really want us to challenge ourselves to do all that we have always wanted to do, all the goals we did not achieve last year. I really want us to actually do it this year, because we are the only ones stopping ourselves from doing all that we want to do, really. I realized it just last year that I am my own worst enemy, you know. Sometimes it's really hard to come to terms with the fact that you might actually be your own worst enemy, but it's the truth, you actually might be. But I just want you to come out of yourself, come out of your comfort zone, and just be. Because the truth is that you can be whatever you want to be. You have, there are limitations, definitely. There are always limitations to things, but it can actually go beyond those limitations. I don't want to be a motivational speaker, aspire to perspire. It's very annoying, but then this is me telling you, as someone that has been the one stopping herself from being whatever she wants to be, from even doing things like recording a podcast, guys. I'm telling you that you can do whatever you want to do, honestly. I really hope this year we are intentional about our growth in everything that we do. Whatever you're interested in. Even podcasting, I have spoken to some people that have gained interest in podcasting. So if you have gained interest, I really urge you to start it. Just do it, honestly. Record your first drafts and post it. If it's writing, write your first article and post it on Medium. Share it or something. Just do it, honestly. Oh, just do it, though. Just do it. Do not stop yourself from doing whatever you want to do. This is definitely a year of growth. I mean, immense growth. And for those of us struggling with our mental health, because ego happen and it happen, it still they happen actually. I want you to honestly take it easy on yourself as well. I mean, I know how it's like when you're suffering from depression and then it's like somebody's out here saying, oh, push yourself, oh, you can do this, oh, you can do that, aspire to Maguire. I know how annoying that is, but just know that you have a soldier in solidarity. And honestly, I see you and I understand and I get how it's like having the mental illness and still trying to like do tasks and becoming, really. It's not easy. If you're suffering from depression or ADHD, I realize that I may it's not a conclusive diagnosis, but then I may probably be struggling with ADHD because I have problems with sticking to one thing at a time. It's like you're doing one thing, right? And then you're like, your head is spinning to doing other things. I mean, it's very complicated because it's a spectrum. ADHD is a spectrum, you know? So yeah, I hope you have plans. Okay, let me not just say plans, but I hope you have targets. I read recently on Twitter that it's not even just about having goals for the year. It's about you having targets for the year. Because goals, they can just be written, but then you end up not accomplishing them. But then when you have targets, you like set time limits to what you want to achieve, and you know that you have to do everything you can to achieve those goals or achieve those targets, you know. It would keep you disciplined. I mean, you guys really need to embrace the word called discipline. I mean, I need to, this is my soap actually. Let me get to be disciplined. As hard as it sounds, because discipline requires that you make sacrifices, you do not do the things that you really would want to do. Instead, you are doing things that you need to do, you know. But it's all worth it in the end, because 2 years from now or a year from now, you'd be grateful that you were disciplined enough to do what you actually need to do. So please embrace discipline as much as you can. If you're in school, I want you to also do the same thing. I know, say a school data person, honestly, I saw one post on Twitter. The person was doing their PhD, and the person posted a picture of them studying, right? And then on the person's laptop, the song playing was "Why Am I a Fool?" I was just laughing because I understand. I mean, why go those day they study, they do education because they want to study. But then at the end, it would all be worth it. Yeah, let's just use that one, take whole body. Know that at the end, all the sacrifices that we're making, all the discipline that we are putting in would be worth it, you know? And you got this, really. You got this year, despite how messy last year was. I mean, I'm telling you this because my last year, like I've been saying, almost, I just declared, God, I lost something very dear to me, very, very dear to me. I even talked about it in my last podcast. Okay, not the last one, I mean the one before the last one, where I talked about grief, because when it happens, like a part of me was gone. Yeah, so yeah, I'm hoping that this year everything good will come, really. I hope everything good will come to you this year in whatever you do, in whatever you're becoming, in discovering yourself, in discovering every aspect of yourself, in discovering your faith system, in discovering your sexuality, in discovering your career, in discovering yourself, you as a person, and all of those many things that people get to discover. I hope you're kind to yourself in the process, and you allow yourself to actually take breaths. They breathe, honestly. Take it easy on yourself, really. And you have this year, man. Oh my, you got this year. And please do not let age define anything you do. It's hard. I know how hard it is. I even talked about it in my last episode. Not the last one. I mean the first episode I recorded last year. I talked about how age defines people, or how we shouldn't let age define us, you know. And I want you to do the same thing this year, because I know how it's like every year we just the old ego. But then age is honestly just what it is, age. But then you're what you make of that age, you know? So don't define yourself by your age. Just grow, blossom, bloom. I mean, discover yourself, go on adventures, and don't compare yourself so much. It's hard not to compare yourself, because me, I do compare myself a lot. I mean, every single time I compare myself, but is it really worth it? I mean, you can compare yourself if you like want to use it as a way to motivate yourself, but then when it comes to you feeling like you're not good enough just because this person has achieved what you haven't achieved, you shouldn't like let it be a yardstick as to how you define yourself. I want you to define yourself a way you'd even define that person you're comparing yourself to. I want you to define yourself as good enough, and you do not underestimate your abilities because you can do so much, to be honest. You have so much capabilities that you feel like it doesn't exist, but it is there. It fully exists. Really, don't deny yourself of all that you can become and all that you can be just because you're probably dealing with imposter syndrome or even ADHD. And I know ADHD, oh my God, that's even another conversation for another day. Honestly, ADHD is exhausting. Jesus. So guys, this was, like I would always say, a messy episode, but then I hope you get to listen to it, and I hope you get to learn a couple of things from the messiness of this episode. I mean, I'm supposed to actually have like a structure to podcasts, so I really should, but then there's just the way I just did. Like I just get as I did, honestly. But please guys, do not be like me, or you should not be like me, okay? Because in podcasting, you're supposed to learn to personalize. So yeah, you should not be like me. I want you to not be like me. Please don't be like me. Just embrace yourself, discover yourself, love yourself. And yeah, this is gonna be a year that a lot of people would want to find love. Find love. There is so much love out there that you shouldn't stop yourself from receiving. There's so much love out there for you, honestly. Open your heart to receive it. If it's romantic love, if it's platonic love, if it's even love from God, open up your heart to receive it, honestly. I mean, there's so much love out there, guys. Yo. Okay, so I've been talking for the past 12 minutes, but yeah, I guess that's all I can say. That's all I'm going to say, really. Happy first day of 2022, and I hope this year is going to be kind to us as we will be kind to ourselves. Bye. This episode goes out to my friend Joe. Thank you so much for being my friend. Honestly, you are the reason why I even started podcasting in the first place. I'm very grateful for your existence. I'm grateful for our friendship. I'm grateful that we actually met 2020. It's been 2 years now and it's been worth it, honestly. And I just want to also thank all my friends. You guys are the MVPs. Honestly, I wouldn't have been able to go through 2021 without you guys. So, to be honest, I love you with all of my heart. You'd always know this. Thank you for existing, really. So, yeah, this is the end of my shout outs or whatever you youngins call it. Bye.